The second constructive way to use our minds in creation is called inspiration. When we mentally rehearse, directed by the power that governs abundance, our partner will actively participate by manifesting revelatory insights and direction or guidance. If we could keep this sacred space of our mind clean from fantasy and imagined catastrophe and counterfeit pleasure, and learn to trust these revelatory insights, we will have some amazing experiences serving others. We will taste the sweetness of real joy that can fill the void in our soul. I would like to take you into our world. Each morning when we rise, Ramona and I say, "If there's anyone we can serve, put them on our path, and we will serve them." Throughout the day, we're seeking for inspiration. If a name sticks in our mind, we call. If we see someone and are pressed to serve, we do. Each time we take action, and the veracity of the inspiration is validated, our trust in the power that governs abundance grows. And every time we listen and take action, that power has increasing trust that we will act when inspired to do so. You can learn to trust and become trusted. The experiences that follow are often simple and sweet. Sometimes they are significant and poignant. The greater the trust, the more profound the inspiration, the greater the opportunity to serve. I have previously shared a conversation with a friend who was contemplating suicide. Inspiration is seldom that dramatic, but it can be. I want to share one more sacred experience, but only by way of an awakening. Those moments when you've received inspiration may have doubted, and as a result, may not have acted. Perhaps you'll be more courageous in the future, knowing what beauty awaits you. Ramona and I were returning from a weekend at the cabin with our two oldest grandsons. We were exhausted. As we worked our way to their home in Farmington, Utah, we passed a Smith's grocery store. I had a strong impression to go into the store and buy some very specific items and take them to a young couple we knew who lived in that neighborhood and who were experiencing some serious financial challenges. We dropped off the grandchildren. On the way back down the hill, I shared the impression with Ramona and asked her for her support. Of course, she agreed, and she also had some impressions of her own. As we pulled into the parking lot of the grocery store, she said, "How about we call them and see if they've had dinner? Because we could buy a pizza, too." Well, I called. I said, "We're over at the Smiths in Farmington. Is there anything we can get for you or the baby while we're here?" The reply came, "My wife is in that store right now." We found her, loaded her meager basket of bare essentials in our car, and went back into the store. I had been inspired to buy comfort food, and we got everything imaginable. Shopping complete and pizza in hand, we took everything over to their home and had a feast and a great conversation. We discovered later that they had planned on breaking up that weekend. Not completely sure what role we played, but it was important for them to know that the power that governs abundance knew their name. They're still together, and their daughter is growing into a beautiful and vivacious little girl. It is empowering and wonderful to know that we can all be trusted to be the hands for this power in bringing abundance to the lives of others. It is also encouraging to know that this power knows who needs what and can inspire us to know if we're willing to focus on the needs of others. Now think about the difference between this approach to a day versus wasting the same valuable time obsessively tormenting ourselves over events that may never come to pass. One ignites passion that will drive action and create joy, and the other only fosters fear and frustration and anger. That's what I'd like you to do, if you're open to it. Commit for 1 month that each morning, when you awake, you will consciously ask, "If there's anyone I can serve, put them on my path and I will serve them." And when you're tempted to fantasize or catastrophize or engage in counterfeit pleasure, say, "Not today. Not going there today. focus on others, and see if you're not inspired to call or visit someone. Act on your inspiration with courage. Each time you receive confirmation that the inspiration was accurate, smile. Express thanks and record it in your journal. At the end of the month, read your entries. Ask, in what way is my life richer because of these experiences? You know, abundance is not something we win. Abundance is not something we seek to receive. Abundance is a sacred process in which we actively participate and eventually become.